My name is Alfred Rodriguez. I'm the Director of Operations for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. I run two stores in the area. Right now, currently, we're in our Los Angeles store, located fall ball away from Dodger Stadium. Huge store.
I was told that this is one of the largest thrift stores, if not the largest, in America.
Yes, you're definitely in the largest store in Los Angeles from what we compare ourselves to. I mean, we have everything and anything. Of course, stock is constantly changing. You see one thing one day, it'll probably be sold by the following day. So it all depends what you're looking for. We have stuff from, I've had Bibles here from that were created, or should we say printed in 1498, to a brand new product that we're receiving from one of our gracious vendors that are nearby.
And then you receive some historical ephemera, letter from Nixon, I think it was?
Yes, it was actually a signed letter from Nixon to Newt Gingrich's father. It was regarding his years of service. And of course, how we found out who it belonged to was we researched it. And through our research, we realized that Newt Gingrich was actually adopted. He basically took over, or he has taken his stepfather's last name.
So just furniture alone, which used to be what you tripped over when you came in the front door, is an incredible, it's like a whole department store just of furniture.
Yes, exactly what you said. We spun our store around. Before, when you would walk into our store, all you saw was a wall of furniture. Now that our area is changing and we're getting a lot of new customers walking into our building asking, where's your clothes? We decided to move the store around. Before, like I mentioned, you would walk into furniture. Now when you walk in, you look to your right, you see clothing. You look to your left, you see furniture.
And I think that's another interesting aside, in that St. Vincent de Paul's thrift store in the heart of L.A. has been a part of the Los Angeles fabric for decades. For many people, this was a non-optional. This was the go-to place if you needed to get clothes or furniture, because that's all you could afford for secondhand.
Yes, that's true. But also at the same time, we get individuals in here driving up in very expensive vehicles that are looking for that unique item of clothing.
Right. But that was exactly my point, is that iteration has exponentially grown in the last 4 or 5 years because of the change in demographics of the surrounding neighborhoods.
So, yes, the demographics have changed. Now, of course, this change of demographics also brings in individuals that are green friendly, that don't want to toss things. They want to do things to help, so they know if they buy something here, they're contributing to whatever St. Vincent de Paul helps fund. You know, we have our camp in Santa Barbara, which we just had a major fire in.
Followed by a mudslide.
You got it, yes. Mudslides, and I believe we lost two additional bridges, small bridges, personnel bridges. But yes, we're working on recovering that. Also, it helps us fund. We have a home in downtown L.A. where we house 65 men nightly. So it's in the middle of Skid Row. There's always things going on there. We have corporate companies come in and they help or assist with feeding individuals on that side. Or else we have people that just come in and see, you know, what can they do to help the society.
As far as the customers that come here and frequent, not only are there the whole new iteration of shabby chic and it's very trendy people, that you have business owners that come here and will buy stuff to put in their stores.
You got it. Yes. So we have individuals that come in looking for stuff. They'll buy. Some individuals specialize in Levi's. Some specialize in 501s. Some specialize in old vintage clothing. Some specialize in 60s clothing. Another plus that we get is we get a lot of studios coming in here looking to, should we say, create a set. We're part of an organization called the Set Decorators. And what they'll do is they'll go ahead and get product here that you won't normally find in stores to get ready for a movie. One of the set decorators that were actually here in our store mentioned to us that a large percentage of the bits and pieces that they needed to create that movie straight out of Compton was purchased here at our location. And then the great thing about it is that once the shoot is done, they bring it back and donate all of it, 100% of it, to us.
Oh, that's so cool. Win-win. I love it.
Got it. Yeah, so it all works out. It helps everybody all the way around. And again, there's always, you may have seen it 1 week, and a couple months later, the product is back. And that's because most likely a set decorator used it and brought it back. And you might see it in a film or a movie.
Yeah, that's really cool. So we all can get a piece of Hollywood for our own house here.
You got it. You got it. And I can also say Nickelodeon one time donated quite a bit of product, and a lot of it looked like kids' furniture. And turns out it was this kids' program that they stopped filming, and they brought it to us. So it's a lot of fun stuff in there.
Another dimension that's fascinating, St. Vincent de Paul is a greater good nonprofit organization. So the intent is not to maximize profits. And in a palpable example is, it looks like about an 1890s wooden hump organ, full size, intricately carved. How much is it listed for sale?
I believe the one we were referring to was $99.
Right. How much would that very same pump organ be listed for retail in a trendy West Hollywood boutique?
I would probably guess between $1,000 and $1,200.
I would guess at least that myself. And that's not unusual here at the thrift store. Again, because you guys are not trying to maximize the price tag to be max. It's trying to be reasonable and extraordinarily fair.
Yes, that is fact. Again, we receive a lot of product thanks to a lot of generous people out there. Our store is always full. So what we try and do is we'll try and maximize whatever we can on the pricing, but be very reasonable so we could turn the product to make room for the additional product. Say right now, within the next 15 minutes, we're probably going to receive a few truckloads of product while our truck's back in through the backside.
And again, a lot of the stuff that you receive is pretty darn cool. I mean, what was the footballs that you were donated? Los Angeles Rams, I think it was?
That is correct. We had some Rams footballs. 1964, the complete Rams team signed football. We also have some USC footballs. And just recently, we picked up a Chargers football that's sitting in my office. We're waiting for our next gala to put it up for auction.
That's really cool. Well, tell me about some of your favorite things here that you're most proud of.
I mean, there's a variety of things I'm very proud of. I've been with the society now going 2 years. I've always worked for a for-profit company. And when I first came in, it was challenging for me. After working through the ranks and speaking to individuals that are here, I've realized, and there's a phrase that I love to use that David Fields, our executive director, uses. He says, we employ the working poor. So there's a lot of individuals here that most likely might have a hard time finding a job somewhere else. Or, they probably don't have the skills. So what we offer here is a full-time job with 90% of their benefits covered and a pleasant atmosphere, which is, like I've always said, it's awesome. It's awesome to be part of.
Well, you have the biggest smile on your face, and it's almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's a real good, kind of like a lie detector test.
You got it. Again, it has a challenge, but I mean, we work for the society. It's a nonprofit. There's every time we do something, it's for the good of somebody else. So yes, you might come in, tired of a long day, or yes, I might be moving things around, but there's always a plus. You're happy with the good hearts they work, but also the end result is we're here to help others, and we're accomplishing that.
Okay, and once again, let's go over the ultimate end goal of the point of the exercise, which is to generate money that can then be used for helping,
okay, paying our expenses, or should we say helping support our camp in Santa Barbara, helping with our home in downtown LA, the Cardinal Manning Center, where we house 65 men overnight. And again, it's not just house them, we rehabilitate them. You know, they go through a process where, to my surprise, shocked me that you can't just only pull a person off the streets who's been in the streets for a long time. And there was a story that was told to me where an individual was pulled from the street, put in a home, and the following day they came to visit the individual. The individual had the windows wide open, stereo or TV loud, and was sleeping on the floor because the bed was not comfortable enough for him. So those kind of things are the ones that really enlighten me and give me strength to keep going. Also, we have a group, or should we say part of our organization, which is a Vincentians, that will assist individuals in the area. Also, depending on what help they need, if they need a refrigerator, a stove, or clothing, they'll reach out to us, and we'll do the best we can to go ahead and fulfill their needs.
And then I understand that St. Vincent de Paul, when they work with homeless people who are finally able to have their own apartment, place to live, that they're given basically coupons where they can come here and get some furniture.
You got it. So we'll do something like that. We'll go ahead and if we need to furnish a whole apartment, we'll furnish a whole apartment. If we need to provide clothing for a family, we'll provide clothing.
No expense, no cost.
It's one of those terms where I sometimes tell people, I got you. Just come on down. I got you.
Definitely a win-win.
You got it. So.
And then once again, on the whole other side of the equation, are some extraordinarily, like you said, Mercedes-Benz is rolling in with some very wealthy people here coming to shop.
Yes, and the great thing about some of those people, and I refer them to them as kids at times, they'll come in and they'll drop off a bag of clothing and take a bag when they leave. So again, it's one of those win-wins. And they'll ask, you know, sometimes they'll ask, you know, what can I do to help? Or how can I help? Or, can you guys pick up some furniture? And I'll give them our number. And what I always ask for is whenever you donate furniture, appliances, if possible, gently used, well taken care of product. The only reason why is because I don't have a repair center here. And I don't have payroll to cover a repair center. So we're hoping that everything we get in here, we could basically bring it in the door and hand it out the other side. And again, it doesn't mean that we're going to sell it all, but if that means I have to provide furniture or, should we say, a coffee-making machine for somebody's home, we're hoping that we could just, you know, grab it, take it to their house, plug it in, and it works.
What a great day. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you very much for coming. My name is Alfred Rodriguez with the Society of St. Vincent de Paul.
Alfred, thanks again. What a great day. Carla Contreras, here we are at St. Vincent de Paul's thrift store in the heart of Los Angeles.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. And what do you do here?
I am the Deputy Director of Store Operations, so I basically oversee all the entire operations from the donation process, you know, call center, our fleet of trucks that picks up the donations, all the way through production and making sure the items get to the floor, as well as making sure that we work together with that department that handles all the free distribution that we do for our friends in need.
So tell us about some of the most rewarding parts of your job that leave you with a smile at the end of a day.
Well, definitely the fact that we help those in need. So a lot of times we get families in here that are in need of clothing, for example. So a family of five would get about $200 worth of merchandise. So they shop just like everybody else. They come to the register with a voucher that they got through the church. And just to see them getting all this free merchandise and hearing stories from the drivers where they say, you know, we went to drop off a mattress and a dresser and the kids are crying because they're so excited they finally have a bed. So just hearing stories like that and seeing seeing people really struggle but getting the help that they need is really rewarding.
Yeah, somebody earlier was telling me about a woman got a refrigerator. It was like the coolest moment ever.
Yes, yes. It's definitely rewarding to see that. A lot of people, you know, you sometimes you think someone is going to look poor. A lot of the times people look just as normal. They dress nice, but they're just going through a rough time in their lives. And just for us to know that we can help them get back to where they used to be or even to a better place is really rewarding. It's nice to know that everything we do goes to help someone like that.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what you do and, again, some of the more rewarding aspects of your daily life.
Right. So I am focusing a little bit more on training our employees, which is another side that we have here at the society. Here, you know, we provide ESL classes, computer classes, and one of my jobs right now is to train everyone. So we're trying to get ladies that are not too familiar with computers, but we're trying to get them to hopefully one day be able to use a cash register and help us in that area, or just for them to learn how customer service works from the customer's perspective to their perspective, and just to help them grow in their profession.
So this really is an incubator, a school, a laboratory for people who want to mainstream in the work environment.
Definitely. We actually have a really cool story of someone that used to work in production, and she started going to GED classes here. She graduated and she moved on. I think she's doing, I don't know if it's x-ray technician or something like that, but every now she comes by and she says hi and she shops with us. And it's great to see that, you know, she used us as a stepping stone, and that's what it's about. You know, we want to help people grow and going to bigger and better things, so it's great. I worked with someone here that had a pretty high position, and one time she shared with us that the reason why she really wanted to work for that society is because when she was a child in a different country, they were going through a really rough patch with her family, and she said St. Vincent de Paul actually helped us out with, you know, food and clothing and just things that they needed. And she's in a much, much better place now. But she broke in tears saying, I really wanted to work for this place because of what they did for me as a child. So it's great.
You're making me cry.
Oh, no. Don't cry, please. I have no tissues.
That's very touching.
It is. It really is. A lot of times, you know, we think, I need to go to college to be able to have a great job, to be able to move up into a leadership position. There are more than one person here that did not have even a GED, and they have moved up pretty high to an associate director position, and they developed themselves working in the store from the very bottom. They have learned the skills, they have learned the multiple areas and how to work them, and they have, you know, gone through all the programs here and obtained their GED. So that's pretty great, you know, for someone to be able to earn his GED and be able to move up to a position where anybody else would think, oh, there's no way you can get there. But here at the society, we get opportunities that in other places we probably wouldn't.
So touching. What a great job. What a great place to work.
It is. It is. It's definitely a place where you want to stay for a long time. Because you don't only earn your money to help your family, but you know that you're helping somebody else. And everything you do to make sure that we have more product on the sales floor and to have more clothing, we know that that extra clothing, that extra furniture we have will go to helping someone in need.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much for coming by, and you're welcome to come. Please stay and shop.
Yeah, I will. And for further information, how would somebody learn more about the thrift shop?
They can go to our website, stvincentdepaulla.org. We have an Instagram, we have Facebook, and we are here in Lincoln Heights, 210 North Avenue 21, Los Angeles, 90031. 5 to 10 minutes away from downtown LA. Come check us out. It's a wonderful place. My name is Carla Contreras, Deputy Director of Store Operations here at St. Vincent de Paul.
Carla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Los Angeles at St. Vincent de Paul's thrift store. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.